What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. And first of all, regarding Friday and yesterday, I had some doctor stuff come up. Friday, I was supposed to have an appointment in the morning. At the last second, they gave me the choice of coming in during the broadcast. We're waiting until November, so I had to kind of go for it. And yesterday was just a case of having to go in for more medical tests, which all came back good. And they insist I'm getting better. Doesn't feel like it, but they insist I'm getting better. So, and then, of course, today, for those of you who've already emailed me, I woke up to find that SiteGround had managed to butcher my site, and we're still working to get that back online. So what we're going to do today here, I think, because I didn't have the time to normally do the prep that I would normally do, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines for the entire show. So you can call in whenever you feel like it and talk about whatever you feel like talking about. We're kind of waiting here on the announcement from Biden's campaign. They have selected the VP running mate. They haven't announced it yet. They're trying to build the drama and the suspense and get that going in there. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that and find out who's going to join him on the ticket. And of course, it's kind of an important choice. Normally, vice presidents, you don't pay much attention to them. John Adams called it the most boring job in the world. Apparently, Kamala Harris has been getting advice to turn down the vice presidency if it's offered to her and hold out instead for attorney general, which would have a lot more power. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Fox News is saying that the top contenders are Harris, Duckworth, Demings, Duckworth, and they just pulled the graphic, so I couldn't read the rest of those things. All righty, so what happened over this last extended weekend while I was busy getting needles stuck in me and I still got bruises all over me? Well, obviously, we had the 75th anniversary of the world's two atomic attacks, one on Hiroshima, with the little boy bomb, and the other one on Nagasaki with Fat Boy. And little boy was, of course, Fat Man. The little boy was, of course, the uranium bomb, which, while simple, is not a very popular design because the trick to making a uranium bomb isn't getting it to detonate when you want it to. It's making sure it doesn't detonate until you want it to. And there were several very bad accidents during the development of the uranium bomb, which is why they moved on to preferring the plutonium bomb over the uranium bomb there. So 75 years ago, these two cities were wiped out, and the debate continues to this very day. Was it really necessary to do? Now, Harry Truman, in his memoirs, wrote that his concern was invading the home islands of Japan would have cost more in lives than the use of the atomic bomb, and that's why he decided to use it. Well, the problem is at that point, Japan was already trying to surrender. When Russia came in, when Russia joined the Allies against Japan, as they were licked, they couldn't possibly deal with that. They were going to have to surrender. And I remember one of the emperor's sons, you know, very high political official, was literally blocked from entering where the Allies were meeting because his job was to go in on there and say, we wish to seek terms for surrender. But Truman decided he wanted to use the bomb. And in hindsight, it appears that, first of all, they wanted to demonstrate to the world, first of all, that the United States had such a horrible weapon, and more importantly, the political will to use it. And so they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, and 2 days later, they dropped the bomb. Three days later, they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki. So that was 75 years ago. And as is always the case, every time these anniversaries roll around, you have people standing up and saying, it really is time to get rid of these nuclear weapons. Unfortunately, that's easier said than done, simply because they are fairly easy to build. Once you get hold of the fissionable material, once you get hold of the weapons-grade uranium or the weapons-grade plutonium, that's it. The rest is just precision machining. And everybody knows how to make an atomic bomb these days. You can actually buy the original blueprints for Fat Man and Little Boy as a wall poster if you're at all interested in that sort of thing. But as far as the Little Boy uranium bomb is concerned, it's basically it's a tube with two subcritical masses of weapons-grade uranium at either end. They slap together in the middle and it goes off. That's the secret of the uranium bomb. So you're all a nuclear threat now. So Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said it is necessary to rule out the possibility of nuclear war, and he's absolutely right, because what we saw happen at Hiroshima and Nagasaki were two very small, like I think 15 kiloton was the size of the nuclear bomb dropped on these two cities. And now, of course, bombs are built in the megaton range. And recently there's been a push to what are called the tactical nukes. Instead of the strategic city buster, military base buster, they want to go to smaller nukes that are easier to use, which unfortunately means they will be used. And so I think the standard W-64 warhead, it's an adjustable yield weapon, and it tops out at 150 kilotons, or 10 times the force of Hiroshima. And they're unfortunately out there. John Pilger was out there writing an article saying that another Hiroshima is coming unless we work to stop it now. And I'm in agreement there. First of all war is bad. And war basically represents a failure of diplomacy. And there's a wonderful line from the movie Crimson Tide, where they're discussing von Clausewitz and his philosophy of war. And Denzel Washington's character comes on out and he says, in the nuclear rage, the enemy is war itself. I think that was the best line in the entire movie. Because he's absolutely right. We've all been shown the horrors of what a global nuclear war could be. We've shown how easy and quick one could actually happen. And in yet another movie, War Games, which was based, by the way, on a true incident. We've been very close to firing off the nukes at the other countries on more than one occasion. And it seems like it's only a matter of time. So let's see. Article from Global Research up in Canada. Was President Harry Truman a murderer? As the renowned British analytic philosopher Gertrude Elizabeth Anscombe once charged, were the nuclear bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki a war crime and a crime against humanity? Well, yes, because Truman leveled two cities full of civilians. The vast majority of people who died in the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki either vaporized the instant of the detonation or dying horribly of radiation sickness afterwards. They were civilians. They were non-combatants. You're not supposed to do that in a civilized war. Not that war is civilized. The veneer of civilization is to make it easier for the people carrying out the war to live with what they've done afterwards. I forget who once said it, but there was a military commander who said, the importance of following the rules of war is not for the benefit of the enemy, it's for the benefit of your own people so that they can live with what they've had to do. If they know they followed the rules, then they can live with what they had to do. If they don't follow the rules, they will pay a horrible price for it later on in life, and they will. They really will. Some of the people that I knew that came back from Vietnam as the years wore on, they started talking about what it was they'd done and had to do and felt they had to do and terrible regrets they had about it. You know, as a thought, an experiment might be to find somebody who's a veteran of Big Mistake Number 2. There's hardly any left from Big Mistake Number 1. Or Vietnam or Korea. And just say, how do you feel about what you did? Or even you could find veterans from Iraq who are very unhappy with what they've done because they realize this was not about protecting America. It was not about, you know, bringing the American way of life to all of these other countries, especially looking around today, the American way of life isn't really all that good. Anyway, let's take a phone call here. Don in Arizona. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. The breaking news, Biden picked the VP, but he can't make the announcement because he already forgot who he picked.
touche. Touche. Well, see, that's why he's supposed to write those down on that white sleeve of, you know, the shirt. You know, my VP pick is Sears and Roebuck.
It should be. I mean, you know, it's amazing. You know, people are joking about it, but he can't remember anything, I don't think.
So well, anyway, that's why this choice is important, because even most Democrats don't think he's going to make it through the first four-year term.
Right. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. If he does get elected, and he might, they could just immediately... I still think he could drop out before it starts, too.
He still could. Personally, I don't think he's got that much of a chance of winning. My concern right now is looking what's happening at Belarus. You know, and they've had an election there, and the incumbent has won a sixth term, supposedly. But the Belarusians are out there convinced the election was rigged. And we're going into an election that very obviously is going to be rigged. And now there's violence all over the country. We could see that happen here in November.
No telling what's going to happen, but I really, in my mind, I think it's better for the Republicans. I used to be a Democrat, but I vote the Republican ticket because it's not just Trump, but the Senate. If the Democrats get the Senate and the House and the presidency, they already got their plan. They'll eliminate the filibuster. That means they can do whatever they want. They'll stack the Supreme Court, which that can be done. And they'll also make Washington, D.C. a state, so they'll always have two extra senators from then on. They'll always be Democrat. And it'll be a one-party system. That's what their plan is. It'll be a communist, totalitarian state. And by eliminating the filibuster, see, the Republicans would never do that. McConnell would never do that. So it always takes, 60 votes to do anything in the Senate. So, yeah, but anyway, that's my two cents. Is I think a lot of people say there's no difference. You know, Biden is just another clone of Trump or whatever, but there is a difference, I believe. And I don't want to live under. The country's going straight down the tubes, no matter who gets elected. But I think there's a difference between the GOP and the Democrats. That's all I got, though, Mike. I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. The phone lines were open, 800-313-9443. That was funny. Biden has chosen a vice president, but can't remember which one. All righty. Up in New York, we talked about this end of last week, Thursday, I think it was. The Attorney General, Letitia James, is filing a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association that accuses the leadership of the flagging nonprofit of diverting millions of dollars for their own personal use. I don't know if that's true or not. Could very well be. But all the NRA needs to do is go and reform in a different state with perhaps a little bit more tolerance for Second Amendment rights. But according to the lawsuit, the senior leadership of the NRA squandered millions in donations on personal trips, private jets, and expensive meals. The suit argues that the four executives, including CEO Wayne LaPierre, shouldn't be permitted to ever again serve on the board of a New York charity. Well, all they'll do is they'll force it to go someplace else, like Texas, or even here in Indiana. Very gun-friendly state, Indiana. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day. Glad to have you back. I think the last test Biden's doing right now is a smell test. Smelling their hair, see which one will pass the smell test.
Boy, there's a lot of good. Boy, the one reason Biden should be elected president is because all the stand-up comedians would have all that new material to work with.
You ain't kidding about that, Mike. That's absolutely right. But here, Mike, let's really talk. What's the latest that's going on is Chicago, Mike. The Magnificent Mile burn up, looted, and you got these blacks. And these leaders of the BLM who are funded by Soros, and they're saying we're going to get reparations one way or another. We had nothing to do with slavery, Mike. Not even one-tenth of 1% of the white population in this country had anything to do with slavery. The biggest slave owners in the South are black men. If you're going to protest protest all the blacks that own slaves in Africa still to this day, and the ones who are on the plantations in the South in 1860, they were black men, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out on your computers. You'll see who the biggest three black slave traders were. But, yeah, Mike, you know, it's really disgusting what's going on in Chicago. Disgusting is Portland, Seattle. You got these criminals, these Antifa communists. Let's call them what they really are, Mike. They are communists. They're not socialists. Before we come off with this crap, they're socialists. They're communists, just like in Venezuela, Cuba. Same thing, same cloth. And, you know, Mike, to see that mayor, that lesbian mayor, the lesbians are running BLM. They got a lot of lesbians in a lot of these cities as mayors, in homosexual mayor men. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, we've lost basically the country, Mike. Maybe this is we're going to need a major cleansing here, because if they can, Mike, they're going to try to. They're definitely going after the guns, like you've been saying for a long time. They're going after our guns, for sure.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Well, I've always been opposed to the idea of there being some kind of violence in the streets of America, although obviously I have failed in that, as we're seeing in places like Portland. I really do think that the next revolution to hit this country is going to be fought primarily with keyboards. And I hope to keep it virtual so that the little kids don't have to worry about getting hit by stray bullets as they play in the streets.
Yeah. Well, you know, they just had on OAN, One America News right now, they have a vaccine basically for the corona. And it only costs 12 cents. So I think it's made out of something like out of penicillin. And now they're saying that the tablets cost 12 cents a piece, and it takes like six of them, and you can actually get rid of coronavirus. And it's really a major breakthrough, I guess. That just broke on they're waiting for the VP pick here. It looks like it's going to be Camilla. Camilla or white on rice, Biden. Like, whatever one smells, whatever hair smells best to Biden, I think he's going to pick. But I really think that, oh, and by the way, I didn't notice, Mike, did you know that Susan Rice has a son that's white or something, and he's going to vote for Trump? Did you hear about
that? Yep, I heard about that.
Yeah,
I hate to be sitting at dinner at that house.
Yeah, she's got a white kid, and the kid likes Trump. I thought that was really interesting to see that on the news. But, of course, you got Kamala Harris, who, you know, she's the governor of San Francisco said he got a tune-up from her. Have you heard about that?
Yep.
And she gave him a tune-up before. I don't know if she was married to her. She's married to a white guy, Mike. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And I don't know if she did that while she was married to this guy, or before she got married to this white guy, she was with Willie Brown. You heard about that, right?
Yes, I've heard about that one.
So that's going to be interesting. Maybe that's why Joe's going to pick her too, maybe, I'm thinking. You know, because, you know, we could have another Monica situation, or who knows. This whole thing is turning out to be a real joke as far as the vice presidential pick and all this. They're dragging it out. Oh, Biden. Like, well, you know, Mike, in the real sense of the matter, this guy Biden's dead in the head. His brain is shot. It's totally gone. I mean, you look at him, he bumbles, he fumbles. I mean, it's unreal. And if people would vote for this guy over a guy who wants law and order. I mean, Mike, if Biden gets in here, I believe all the city's going to be in flames. All of them. I really mean it. Oh, and by the
way,
Mike, here in South Florida, a couple of the newspapers reported that if any looting breaks out down here in South Florida, that the truck drivers are not going to come down and bring food and petrol down here. They're going to cut it off on I-95 and I guess the other routes in here. So if there's any kind of violence toward these truck drivers, Mike, I think you're going to have all-out civil war. I really mean that. If you can't deliver the food, water, petroleum, we're really looking at something that's going to be chaotic. It's going to be off the chain. And the gun sales are off the charts right now. Matter of fact, in some of the cities, Mike, most of the guns being sold, I saw in, I think it was Breitbart, are black. A lot of blacks are buying guns like crazy now because they're tired of the crime. You know, upstanding black people are getting fed up with the crime rate in their cities, in their communities. So it's going to be interesting how this is going to play out. But I tell you, Mike, what they did to Chicago, I don't think Chicago's ever coming back. I think it's going to end up like Detroit, Michigan. Mike, Detroit was the richest city in the United States in 19...
Okay. Tom, can you stay on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, apparently Biden... Yeah, Kamala Harris. She's coming across the TV right now. Biden has picked Kamala Harris as his vice president. We'll be back after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. And just now breaking, Joe Biden names Kamala Harris as his vice presidential pick. And so, I mean, that's the big headline news right now in the corporate media, like nothing else is going on in the world. Anyway, getting on back to Tom in Florida. Tom, you just pick up where you left off, and we've got callers waiting on the line. So brevity is the soul of it.
Yeah, Michael, I believe she's the one that's passed the smell test, the hair test. Okay, yeah. So, you know. I think that's real good news for Trump. I think it's going to really be good news that he, Biden picked her because, listen, Tulsi Gabbard tore her up real good. And, you know, she tore Biden up here in Miami. When they had the first debate, Kamala said he's not even fit to be president and about busing and all that. So now how that, when Trump starts running those ads, and this woman's only about for, she's only out for power, this Kamala Harris. Okay. She's she was an immigrant or something. I don't know. I think her husband's a white guy. And I don't know what the kids are.
Wait a minute. That could be a problem. If she's not a natural born citizen, it means that if Biden steps down, she can't assume the presidency.
That's correct. We're going to have to see how this is going to play out, Mike. And like I said, I think it's going to play well for Trump.
Speaker of the House in the Oval Office.
Yes.
President Pelosi. How do you like them apples?
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? But listen, Mike. You know, I think that's good news for Trump. I, I think Trump would have had a harder time with against Rice. I think Kamala, remember, she was tearing Joe up about busing, and he's kind of like a racist and all that. Now they're going to spin this, I don't know. But I really think that plays good for Trump. Kamala Harris is a fake. She's a Californian. She's a phony, baloney. And I think that's going to play well, and especially with all this rioting going on. And, you know, the law. Where's the law and order with Biden? He hasn't said one thing, Mike, about all the burning and looting of these cities. This guy is a clown, and it's a freak show what's going on. And, however, Mike, these American kids, black and white, don't even know how to write cursive. They don't even know how to do anything in these schools. The schools, I have these totally white these kids.
Okay, Tom.
Mike, they don't know about history.
Tom? Okay, yeah. Tom, I hate to interrupt you, but I just did a quick check on it. Kamala Harris was born in Oakland, California, so she's qualified to be the president if Biden steps down.
Well, I know I guess her parents came. Maybe it wasn't her, but her. I know her parents came from somewhere. Maybe it was she was born here. That's like they said Obama was born in Oakland.
She was born in Oakland.
Well, that's a great place to be born. Look at Oakland right now, Mike. What's going on over there?
Yeah, but under the rules, we all got to play by the rules. And the rules say that, yes, she can serve as president of the United States of America. She's a natural-born U.S. citizen.
Well, like I said, Mike, yeah, okay. But I still think it's going to play good for Trump that Biden picked her because, look, this and another thing, Mike, you know, this coronavirus thing, I think it's going to wind down because, like I told you about 1968, you have callers calling. 1968, the virus is way worse here in this country than it is now. And nobody wore masks. Hardly. Matter of fact, all the kids never went out of school for months in 1968 in the Hong Kong flu, Mike. And it killed 600,000 Americans. All of a sudden, over 150,000 Americans died in all these months' time. And you've got all the schools closed. None of the kids are going to school. They don't want to, they're not teaching the kids about history. In 1968, what happened then? People kept going to school. People kept going to work. This is all a big farce to try to get Biden in there. Yes, yeah, there's come a virus. There's going to be a flu season coming up, Adam. Okay? But people die when they're in their 60s. They get sick, and they, you know, if they're not taking care of themselves and they're in nursing homes and people are really sick, of course they're going to die. You know? And I really believe they'll have a vaccine. I don't believe you need a vaccine, Mike. I think they got pills like chloroquine and all that can knock the virus out if you catch it early enough. So this whole thing is just a sham in my book. Yeah, people talk about masks and all that. I hear masks are not even good for you. I don't know what to believe. You know, some believe it. Now you got the mayor here in South Florida, Mike, he wants you to wear 24 hours a mask. Well, I get to see that. You're in your house, you got to wear your mask all day long and all night. What insanity. So, you know, I think it bodes well for Trump getting reelected. I'm praying that he does because it'll be a nightmare if Biden gets in there, Mike. All the cities will be in flames. I believe the truckers won't even want to deliver food, water, petroleum.
Yep.
This Green New Deal will wipe us totally out. I mean, this country will be in total anarchy and total chaos. It'll be a cataclysmic, I guess you could say, or a catastrophe, whatever. But we'll see how it plays out. I mean, you got other calls. I'll let you go, Mike, but I'm glad you're back on this week. And like I said, with the gun, you're a citizen, without the gun, you're a subject. And we'll see what the NRA does. Because I know they're suing on New York right now, so I don't know how that's going to play out. But I believe
this is going to be in the courts for a long time. But frankly, I think the NRA would be better off filing for status as a whole new organization in a more gun-friendly state like Texas. Okay.
Well, you may be right. You're probably right on that. I have to agree with that. Okay, Mike. Anyway, thank you for taking my call, and we'll see. I think we got to plug it along that Trump's got to win this election. Like, I think this is crucial for the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is in the balance.
I absolutely agree. All right. Well, listen, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're not going to start a new phone call yet because we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. A couple things. Kamala Harris, she had an affair to further her career in San Francisco when she was a very hard-on-crime DA. The black community didn't like how hard on crime she was. That might be one of the reasons why Biden picked her. But she had an affair to further her career with Willie Brown, who was indeed married. She was not married. Willie Brown was. So in order to get ahead, she was screwing a married guy. She also, and you might want to say maybe she did this to get ahead because, you know, if you're going to be president, you have to check the Israel box. She married a Jewish guy and has made Aliyah, that means going over to Israel and making the pilgrimage. So she may have converted and kept it on the down low. However, she's definitely a neocon. She also recently, I've seen pictures of her where she had apparently one of those failed plastic surgeries that actresses have to make them look like monsters?
Yes.
Have you seen those pictures? They're out there. what's with Kamala Harris, you know, whatever. So she is all about power. You know, things like religion, you know, mean nothing to her. She can be tarred with the same thing George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, because her ancestors were black slaveholders. You know, there's a whole lot of things about her. However, she is tough on crime, or has been. Of course, she'll go with the wind. She has no principles whatsoever. That's one thing. The second thing I actually was calling about was, I wrote a paper in the Command of General Staff College about the termination of the Pacific War, the Japan War.
Yes.
And how, as a matter of fact, I FOIA'd all the stuff on Operation Downfall, which was Olympic and Coronet, the invasion of Japan. So, listen, in my opinion, having studied that in great depth, I don't think that Truman had a choice. There's a couple reasons I would say that. One is, let me make a couple of points really quickly. There were conventional bombings, Tokyo, that was worse.
Yes.
Dresden was worse. You might even say Hamburg was worse in Germany. We had, had we invaded, I don't believe Japan would have survived as a country, because the plan called for, among other things, and we were already mining the inland waterways, they couldn't distribute food, even if they could grow it. They couldn't import any, they had no oil. But we were also defoliating their crops with Asian orange-like stuff. That was in the plan. So they would have died by the millions. By the way, the Russians, who declared war on the same day that we dropped the one on Nagasaki, and they swept through Manchuria in something called August Storm, which is a textbook offensive, really. They took something like 1.5 million prisoners of the Japanese. And these were non-combatants, Mike, and they did not return 400,000 of them. So the Russians didn't return 400,000 non-combatants, which was more than Hiroshima and Nagasaki put together. And they were, had it gone on, and we had to do Olympic and Coronet, Olympic on November 1st, 1945, Coronet on March 1st, 1946, the Russians would have invaded Hokkaido. They did invade Sakhalin and the Kure Isles, and they would have invaded Hokkaido. So that's one other thing. The other thing is, we spent, I don't know how you adjust for money, but something on the order of $80 billion in today's money on the Manhattan Project. And had anybody died, even if we had just gone with blockade, which means that the ships blockading might have been subject to kamikaze attacks and a lot of sinkings and so on, how are you going to explain that to the mothers, the parents of these soon-to-be-dead American servicemen, that we had a $80 billion war-winning weapon in our back pocket that we didn't use? He would have been impeached. Just a couple of arguments. What do you think?
Well, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. And again, I go back to the fact that after Russia indicated they were coming in on the side of the Allies, Japan was ready to surrender. So there wouldn't have been an invasion of the home islands. Basically, as soon as Japan was able to, they were going to surrender. I would have preferred if the bombs had not been used. I prefer if the United States, like the Soviet Union and like Nazi Germany, had failed in their efforts to produce such a weapon. But unfortunately, we've crossed that Rubicon, and you know, we live in a nuclear world. And again, going back to Denzel Washington, you know, the enemy in the nuclear age is war itself, and look how close we are. And we already have people talking about nuclear strike this and nuclear strike that.
Well, no, I'm against all that, but we were already in a total war. And by the way, it's interesting when you talk to people from Singapore and Indonesia and Malaysia, Korea and China, they don't have an issue with it at all. You know, 20 million
yeah.
Chinese Yankees were killed by the Japanese.
They remember Nanking?
Pardon me? Yeah, I mean, Nanking, just among others. But 20.
Yes.
Dad, we were doing, you know, Unit 731, a Japanese biological warfare thing. 20 million Chinese died at the hands of the Japanese, tons of Koreans. So this isn't even a moral issue with them. They were saying, terminate the war. Whatever it was, terminate it. They don't even look at it as a moral question at all. Interestingly enough, that's just, you know, and I've been stationed in Korea and been to China a couple times, and they don't have an issue with this stuff at all. Neither does Singapore or the Philippines. Manila itself just lost 100,000 people just in Manila to Japanese atrocities. So we're the only ones moralizing about it, to be honest with you. And there's a good reason to moralize. But in my opinion, we had no choice to do it.
Okay.
Anyways. All right, thanks,
Mike. I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, you know, what's done is done, and I'm not going to argue over the point here. You know, I wasn't even alive when all of that stuff happened. Neither were you, I don't think. And, you know, we can regret certain things that have been done in the past, like we can regret slavery. Doesn't make us responsible for it because we have little to say about it.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, we were in a pretty bad war, and those guys took a lot to make those guys give up, you know. But you take any of that off the table, the Russian invasion, the fact, one of the things, Mike, that they had a nuclear program. They weren't really close to getting it, but what they did know for sure was they knew how difficult it was to make fissionable U-235 or plutonium. Their scientists were aware of how long it took the enrichment process. And so the second bomb, the Nagasaki bomb, was kind of, among other things, to let them know that, yeah, you know, we were pretty far along in the fissionable process, and that they could expect a lot more of this a lot sooner than maybe they had expected. So,
well, you know, when Truman went to Potsdam to discuss the post-war fate of Europe with Churchill and Stalin, he dropped a hint with Stalin that we had these bombs and we were going to use them on Japan, and apparently Stalin came back acting like he already knew about it.
Well, Klaus Fuchs and the Rosenbergs and David Greenglass, they had spies. You know, he knew as much about it probably as Truman. He probably knew about it before Truman, he also, coming out of Potsdam, he gave the warning. The warning was his reign of ruin, unlike anything the world has ever seen. Speech, if you don't surrender, you can expect a reign of ruin, unlike anything the world has ever seen, is what he said, alluding to this, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's a lot of history there. It's interesting. And, you know, I love talking about the history of this. I'm big time into it. So.
Well, thank you for the history lesson. And again, you know, we can look back on history and we can make judgment calls. But again, we weren't there and we don't know what Truman knew. There were certainly a lot of people who wanted to conceal the fact that Japan was ready to surrender prior to the use of the nuclear weapons. And Truman's agenda was he wanted the world to know that we had this weapon. And the political will to use it, and
that's definitely true.
The bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki was as much a message to the Soviet Union as it was to Japan.
Yeah, I think it was even better off for Japan that we dropped them, because I really don't know how else we would have. You know, they tried to coup Hirohito after the night. It was something. I think it was he made his radio broadcast on the 10th. Or he made his decision to do the radio broadcast on the 10th. He had a meeting with his high cabinet on the 10th. He made the decision on the 8th, had a meeting with his cabinet where he was going to announce it. The radio message was impending. The word got out, Mike, and of course the military wanted to coup it. and tried to coup him.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, but Roosevelt kept all that secret from Truman, had no idea. It was only upon Roosevelt's death that Truman found out about the Manhattan Project.
Yes.
So Stalin was, I'm sure, informed better, longer and better than even Truman was.
Well, Truman knew something was up there because he'd been asking questions and had been warned off, I think, by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, saying, you know, you don't go there. You just don't go there.
Well,
you've
Truman talked
was
about
a little...
this before, Mike. He made his bones as a senator. That's why he got to be the vice presidential candidate, ferreting out big-time corruption. And here they were hiding $80 billion in today's money, you know. And he got wind of it that way. But and you're right. They warned him off.
Yeah, and then when he became the president, they walked in with a folder and said, you know, this is what we spent the money on. And the first thing Truman said is, well, don't let anybody else find out about it yet.
Let's just hope they never get used again, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's hope they never get used again. But anyways, listen, thanks very much.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I just want to make a few comments to some of the stuff I heard on yesterday's show. And for one, I agree with Dave in Maryland that Dave should take advantage of the American social programs to the fullest extent. He's entitled. He's been a taxpayer all these years. Good for you, Dave. I agree with you. You shouldn't feel any guilt about it. If the government's sending him the extra $600, keep it and buy something with it. Now, one of the things you can buy with it, and you discussed this yesterday with Mark from North Carolina, was buying silver. And I just wanted to say a few things, and actually advice to Mark in North Carolina. I purchased silver, and my timing was excellent. I bought it about a month ago, over a period of time, and actually 2 months ago, where I would buy it from online, you know, reputable dealer called it's not a plug, all right, because I'm going to say several of the companies who I bought from over the years. One was Apmex, right?
Yeah.
And the other, then Kitco, right?
Yes.
And JM Bullion. And back in the day, I used to buy from Blanchard, too, back in the 90s. And these are reputable companies where if they, you know, pass off bad silver, their name goes down the dumpster. So these companies have to maintain their credibility and their reputations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would only set foot in a pawn shop, first of all, if I was expert at the ability to spot real silver and to be able to, you know, realize when you have it in your hand that it is real silver, and typically to buy very small quantities, you know, because one of the reasons you would go to a pawn shop is just to buy maybe one coin, you know. And if you go to any of these online purveyors of precious metals, usually you're going to have to eat like a $30 to $50 shipping cost, you know, something in that range. Sometimes if you go over a certain amount, they ship for free. Right.
Yes.
But usually that's going to be in like the $800 over $1,000 range when you buy silver. And one last thing is, I think the timing to buy silver might be getting a little better because it went down, I think, about $3 an ounce today. It dropped down from 29 to somewhere around 26, at least last
I checked. Well, you definitely want to keep an eye on that spot price, you know, when you're out there, you know, because a lot of places that sell using websites, they're not always updating their prices. And sometimes you can find, below spot. Other times you need to keep an eye out that you're not being gouged by a price that's way above whatever the current spot price is. By the way, if you want to help RBN and you're interested in getting into precious metals, you might want to call Jeff Bennett, and his phone number is area code 602-799-8214. That's area code 602-799-8214. And if you do your precious metal trading through him, it helps RBN. And we need all the help that we can get right now. So anyway, getting on back to Dave, I have a different point of view. I have no problem with American citizens, legal American citizens, availing themselves of the various social safety nets. But I have a real problem with the attitude of I paid into the system, therefore I have a right to gouge it back out anytime that I can. And that's not really the way the system works. I mean, the money you pay into government goes for things like roads, bridges, dams, infrastructure that you use every single day of your life. And I know a lot of it's been privatized and you have to pay tolls on it and everything. But it's, you know, the federal government isn't a bank, despite pretenses to the other side. And the money that you pay on in, yes, some of it can come back as social services, but it's not really owed to you. Anyway, we got to take another break here for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back blah, 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 take two. We're going to go right back to the phones to Kenny in Florida. Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Did you get your tongue twisted? Did you get your tongue tangled?
Oh, I can blame it on the medications they've got me on. So everything leaves colored trails.
Rented Lips.
Yeah.
You kind of stole my thunder on this one a little bit earlier, but a couple of days ago, I was watching, I saw an ad on YouTube, I think it was, where Joe Biden says, if you sign up at my website or whatever, you'll be able to know he basically said he's going to be choosing his running mate, and if you wanted to know who she was, yeah, then you could just sign up at his website and you'll be notified before the press. Of course, the keyword right there is who she was. So that was a giveaway right there that it was going to be a woman, unless he made another gaffe or was lying, which...
They've been saying all along it was going to be a woman.
So they have. Yeah, and then I went to Joe Biden's website, and I saw, oh my goodness, they gave it away, Biden Harris. But then that's when you announced that. But just after I called in, you announced that that she was the pick. So you stole my thunder. No, I'm just kidding. and as far as Pelosi for president, those apples are going to leave an unspeakably repulsive taste in my mouth.
Well, I'm afraid so. I mean, this whole thing is just getting so weird. I mean, Kamala Harris identifies as an African American, but she isn't. She was born in Oakland, as we mentioned earlier in the show. Her parents are Jamaican and Indian, but she's running around saying, "I'm African American. I'm African American." No, she's not.
Yeah, I saw the picture on the website. As soon as it said, I'm like, "What?" So. What a joke. Next thing you know, she's going to identify as a cat or something, or a tyrannosaurus.
She's going to identify as Cherokee.
As what?
As Cherokee.
Cherokee or some other
Yeah, Indian, some other
I mean
Native American tribe.
Boy, that's a yes. That is pretty weird. I don't even know if Obama was 100% black. He was like a mix of black and white.
Well, you know, his mother was pretty much white, and his father, Frank Marshall Davis, was sort of mixed as well.
So what, did he identify as black too to get the black vote?
Apparently, yes. At one point, he identified himself as a foreign student to get preferential treatment at university.
Wow, that's interesting. So, yeah, next thing you know, someone's going to identify as Hispanic and black to get both votes. I don't know.
True. Amazing.
Anyway, that's all I had. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Your timing is perfect. There's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back with hour number two.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.